Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is back in New York as the Jets go out there and have their first preseason game of the year. The Giants tomorrow, 1 o'clock against the Vikings. And it just feels amazing to have football back. It didn't make a difference who won, who lost. It didn't make a difference. You know, Geno Smith didn't get the start, didn't play at all. It didn't make a difference who was quarterback. It didn't make a difference really of anything. Just football being back is the most important thing, because these preseason games are going to fly by. And before we know it, we're going to have the kickoff to the season and we're going to be in full NFL swing mode. And this is the best time. This is the best time to be a fan of football, because everything is at your fingertips. Like right now, we saw a non-Geno Smith game, but Garrett Wilson go out there and make a couple crazy catches, and you're just going, oh my God, he really is that good. He's going to take different strides this season. And if he stays healthy, he's definitely going to have another 1,000-yard season, yards on the season. And if Geno could find him deep, you're talking about a guy who's going to be able to just rack up yards, rack up touchdowns, and maybe the Jets offense is actually going to look like capable this season. Unlike the past few seasons where between Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, and last year with Justin Fields, it never got off the ground. And we're not saying that the Jets are going to be a playoff team. We're not going to say that they're going to be, oh, they're going to take the division. No. We're not talking any of that. But just take strides in the right direction. And the Jets have been waiting for an explosive offense for years now. Since Sam Darnold's like rookie season, it feels like. And they have guys like Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall, who we heard from earlier this week with Carton and Chris McMonagle, who is signed a new deal, seems happy, seems like he's in the right place, at least mentally in the right place, hopefully physically there as well. And you start to think, wait a second, maybe we can actually see something exciting this season. Maybe it's not going to be a bore to watch the Jets for 17 weeks, for 17 Sundays, because they didn't even get a primetime game this year. That's how bad they were. That's how bad this team was thought of, that they didn't even get a primetime game. It's all Sundays. Everything. As a Jet fan, it's actually not bad. It's not bad because you don't have to go and worry about was it a Monday night? Is it a Thursday night? Is it a Wednesday, Tuesday? No, it's all Sundays. Don't worry. Is it a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game? That's all you got to worry about. But to go out there and just see a few plays, it just starts to add the excitement of football. And then tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the Giants go out there. Jackson Dart goes out on the field, and season two starts for him. And if he can take, we're talking about strides with this Jets offense. Well, how about the Jets, the Giants, with their quarterback? With the guy last year who surprised so many, who basically kept the Giants in so many games, they may not have been able to win as many as they wanted. But to be in that many games all season long, now let's see what happens in year two with a healthy Cam Scataboo, with hopefully a healthy Malik Nabers, and a fresh new toy that's an old toy in Odell Beckham Jr. And he will be playing tomorrow afternoon, so get ready. We'll see the return of Odell in a Giant uniform at MetLife. And again, are we looking for craziness? Are we looking for one-handed catches? Let's just get a good flowing offense. That's really what we need to see. The defense, you know, again, there's a lot to dive into defensively, but right now, the biggest story is Jackson Dart and how he, what steps he takes forward. And it's all on at 1 o'clock tomorrow versus the Vikings. Again, it's not going to be very long, but it's, again, get the taste. You get the taste in your mouth of, ooh, football's back. All right, let's get through these next few weeks. Get me to September 13th, and let's go. And then before you know it, we're all hit that point where it's like, right now we go, oh my goodness, I can't believe that football is back. Before you know it, it's going to be, I can't believe football is over. I can't believe the NFL season is over already. That's how quick the season goes. It goes so quick. It's here, and then it's gone before you know it. But let's enjoy it. Because right now, everyone's 0-0. Everyone, there's no wins, no losses. It's all about what's in front of them. What can they, what, will there be upsets? What's going to happen? And we'll just dive into that all season long. Let's first see, as Alex is over there right now, getting excited too. He's jumping up and down. He's excited for football. Who's not excited for football? But this is where, listen, the NFL season is one that it's perfect. And now with one less preseason game, we don't have to deal with going through it every single, like 4 weeks of, no. This is quick, get to the season, and let's just ramp it up, baby. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 2. Now, the Yankee game just finished. And shockingly enough, another one-run game for the Yankees. They put up one run. This is not going to be able to, this is not going to last. They get lucky as the Blue Jays obviously beat them, but the Rays.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Red Sox both lose, so there's no ground gained on the Rays, but the Red Sox also don't gain any ground on the Yankees. So in that sense, Yankees are lucky. But this can't go on much longer. And I know the Judge news that, you know, it seems like he'll be back in the later September part of the month. It's too far away. It's too far away. Because you can't continue this. There's got to be some sort of spark on this offense. And I know Cody Bellinger's getting ready, and he's warming up, and Giancarlo Stanton's running the bases, and that's great. But some threat has to come into this lineup. And if you got to start messing around with things, which I'm not for, because the defense still isn't perfect. You know, everyone criticizes whether it's Jazz. Now you see at first base, there was a misplay, and Garcia threw the ball away to the third base earlier, which allowed a run to score. Listen, there are a lot of missing pieces currently that will make this team better when they make the playoffs. And it's crazy because we're frustrated. They're not scoring runs. And yet, technically, they're still winning games. Not today. But, I mean, they just won a series. You know, they just won a series 2-1 against Seattle. They put up 14 runs in the first two games and then scored zero in the finale of the series. Like, that's the problem, is there's too many zeros. There's too many one-run games. The Yankees are not that type of team. They are an offensive juggernaut. That's usually what they are. And it hasn't been since Judge has been hurt. And since Cody Bellinger followed. Stanton, it's more about the playoffs for him. And I know everyone's talking about, well, the Yankees have to. They have to go and win this division. They don't. It kind of doesn't make a difference. Yes, it makes a difference because you want to have home field advantage. You don't want to have to play. If you win the division and you number one seed in the American League, you don't have to play the first round. Okay, fine, but the Yankees are still good enough to go deep into the playoffs and not be an early exit, even if they are the fourth or fifth seed going into the playoffs. Even if they don't win the division and they're the third seed, the first wild card team. Their pitching has been phenomenal. Like, you can't, that's the one thing that's so frustrating, is the Yankees pitching may be at an all-time best. With Max Fried, with Cam Schlittler, with Gerrit Cole. I mean, Gerrit Cole had a great game again. The bullpen's been great. Carlos Rodon is close to coming back. Will Warren is up and down, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to the playoffs, is Will Warren really getting a start in a playoff game? No, he's not. Is he getting a start in the World Series? No, he's not. And there's a possibility Clark Schmidt coming back, which would be amazing. So the pitching has been so good. Ryan Weathers, even, has been so good. And that's what's keeping the Yankees in every single game so far. The pitching has been amazing. It's time for the offense to step up. And if that means that maybe you got to bench Jazz a little bit more, maybe you play Jazz at third and get all your offensive bats in there, you know? But there's got to be something that gives. Maybe throw Ben Rice. I know they said they're not going to do it, but maybe you throw Ben Rice once behind the dish just to try it out. Because until the return of Stanton, Bellinger, and Judge, you're not going to be able to survive if the goal is to be the number one seed in the American League. You're not going to win that way. You're not going to win this way. It's just not going to happen. The Yankees' offense has been anemic for too long. And they're playing with fire. It's one of those things where you can mess and play with it as long as you want, but eventually you get bit. Eventually you get burnt. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to sit there and wait around and hope that the Yankees can tread water until Aaron Judge comes back? I don't think it's worth it. I think it's time that you do something. And what's that something mean? It's not, oh, just go do something to do anything. No. It's time to peel the curtain back and go, you know what? Remember we said Ben Rice is not going to play catcher at all this season? Let's just try it. Let's just try it once. Let's just give it a shot. Let's just, what's the worst that happens? We don't score any runs? Because that's basically the case no matter what. They're not scoring any runs anyway, so why not give it a shot? Let's move Ben Rice to catcher. Let's put Jazz at third base. Let's put Garcia at second. Let's put, if you want, Goldschmidt at first. And then you got to hope that the outfielders come back. But try to put your best offense out there in one game, please. Let's not like, I could use him as a bat off the bench. How about you use him the whole game? How about let's stop playing around with Austin Wells? Yes, I know Austin Wells finally jumped up to 170, but that's still not good enough. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Hey, if you want to talk about the Mets, probably not going to happen today. Even though there is a crazy thing that's going on right now. That it's, the Mets are winning, which is whatever. That's besides the point. There is actually something that's working out for the Mets that no one ever expected and may turn out to be a good thing. And maybe there's some trades that can happen in the offseason, if there's even a season. And could open up some room for Kodai Senga to be successful on the Mets for at least one more season. We'll get into that more, though. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 2 a.m. Listen, everything is on the docket. If you want to talk about the return of the Jets, the return of the Giants, the return of football, let's go for it. I gave my predictions earlier in the summer where basically, what did I do? I didn't flip a coin. No, I did wins and losses. That's what it was. I put like 17 wins, 17 losses in a hat, pulled them out. And I got to my prediction. So we'll revisit that. Even though the season didn't start yet, we'll still revisit of what I predicted. And we'll just kind of go through the rest of the baseball world, the football world, the New York world. In sports.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.